titled today's message, as it is Father's Day, Abba Father, because really, He is our Heavenly Father. And the reading I'd like to take you through is one that you're well aware of. It's the parable of the prodigal son. And it's found in Luke 15, verses 11 to 32. And I'm reading from the NIV. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the young son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will go out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him, 'What's going on?' 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we have to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'" Let's pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, I just pray that you will just open it up to us this morning. Lord, that you will use me as your instrument and speak through me, and that it'll be you that we hear from this morning, Lord, because that's what we need. We need feeding from you. So we just ask you to bless us as we come around your word now, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I thought it might be an idea just to forget about lockdown for this morning as best as we can. And I know things are starting to ease off a bit. We're getting a bit more freedom with lockdown. It's being relaxed a bit. And it was lovely to see during the week. I'm sure you've all seen it on the television, where families have been able to meet for the first time in 12 weeks. And children have been able to see their grandparents. And in some cases where the grandparents have been isolated and gone, they've actually been able to have physical contact. And that brought tears to our eyes as we watched some of those scenes this week. Happy tears, tears of joy, because it looks like things are finally sort of easing off. You know, this morning I would like us to look at and explore what being a father is all about and how important the role of a father is. But I would always like us to remember that, as well as the importance of being a father, we have to acknowledge that there is an important requirement for mothers as well. As the song goes, the old song goes, you can't have one without the other. You know, fathers come in all sorts of different packages. Some can be more loving than others. They can enjoy spending time with their children, and they have a good relationship with them because of that. Then there are others who, maybe due to their work constraints, or they're having to work away from home, or they're in the forces and being away in detachment, and they miss out on that opportunity of making a stronger bond with their children. And, you know, they try to make it up in other ways, by giving them maybe expensive presents, sending them on foreign trips or whatever. You know, but it's important that we remember that children, more than anything, they need our attention, the attention of father and mother. You know, you can't, whenever I was a kid at Christmas, you could give me anything and I'd have played with a box. But if it was a game and my father got down to play with me, Ludo or something like that there, I appreciated it more and enjoyed it because of the relationship and the reaction that we had together. So it's important that we remember that we are placing ourselves and memories into the children that we have, and we need to do it. Sadly, there are children who don't have any contact with their fathers, maybe due to separation or divorce. Others who don't even know their fathers, as Richard mentioned this morning. They have fathers, biologically speaking, because it's impossible for them to be here unless they had a father. But they don't have any contact, or maybe don't even have any knowledge of who they are, as we've heard about young Gary this morning. I don't know about you, but I find that a very sad situation. I honestly believe that society in general seems to have lost or have dumbed down the importance of a father's role in the development of our young people today. Now, it's a proven clinical statistic that children brought up without a father have a higher chance of going off the rails. Why is that? I believe it's because they lack the love of a father, the role model that a father provides, and most importantly, the discipline that a father can minister. My father, I am pleased to say, was gentle and kind, but I knew when I'd done wrong, and he just had to lower his voice and speak gently, and I knew I was in trouble because normally he was jolly with me. But whenever you got serious, he just lowered his voice and I had to listen, and I knew that I had to be pull up my socks, as it were, and get on with things. Now, this is, I believe, today there is a sad lack of Christian values in the world, as what there was whenever I was being brought up as a young boy many years ago. Whatever anyone wants to do or wants to be these days seems to be, well, it's nobody's business but mine. I'll do what I want, and you just have to accept it. Take it as it is. Get on with it. Suck it up. You know, is it any wonder with that attitude that there's so much disharmony and lack of true compassion in the world today? Everyone ever born into this world has an earthly father, whether or not they knew or knew him. We will have different memories of our fathers. Some will be happy and some will be sad. Some of you may still be gathering memories of your dad because he's still with you today. And that's great. But here is not just the good news, but the great news that we can read in a verse that you're well aware of, the Gospel in a nutshell, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So here now in this verse, because of God's precious gift of Jesus, we have the invitation and the opportunity to become children, sons and daughters, as it were, of the living God. Now Thomas asked Jesus, how is this possible? In John 14, verse 6, and Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So once you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, you have that promise from God. I will be your Father, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. As Corinthians tells us in chapter 6, verse 18, that's 2 Corinthians. Again in 1 John, verse 3, we read, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that they do not know him. When we look at the parable of the prodigal son, we will notice that in verse 20, so he got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son and threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Now, I cannot speak for you, but there are many times when I can really relate to the son's feelings, and spiritually that is. There are times when I felt inadequate, but you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I feel, because it's not about feelings. It's all about faith. I believe what God tells us in the scripture. In Isaiah, we are told, even to your old age and grey hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. And as you can see, I've got the grey hair and the old age, so I take that as a personal promise, but it's available to all who know and love the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Now that's what I call a father, and that is what the father depicts here in this parable. He was so pleased to see his son return that he didn't just stroll out to meet him. He ran out to meet him. He was urgent. He sought him to get his arms around him, to show him his love and compassion. And he embraced him. He did not hold any grudges. He didn't say, why have you been away? And why have you spent all my money? And why have you wasted it? Why do you come here dressed as a fool and a tramp? He was so happy to see him, just to have him back home. And you know, our Heavenly Father is just as welcoming to each one who's prepared to accept his son Jesus as the Lord and Savior. He wants to put his arms around each one and to forgive us. He does forgive us all of our shortcomings. His brother, on the other hand, well, that was a different story. If we look at verse 30, we can nearly feel his resentment just by this tone. But when in this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him. Here he is not only angry about his brother's return, he actually disowns him. Did you note that he says, this son of yours, not this brother of mine, this son of yours. So he had disowned his brother. You know, and this could be an example of how the world sees us. It disowns us because they don't know our Father. They can't reconcile themselves, as the atheists can't accept Jesus and God because they've got to admit that they're sinners. You know, the world doesn't want to accept us. But should we be worried? I would say no. Why? Because Paul tells us in Romans 8:1, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And you know, that's the only condemnation we've got to worry about, is the judge on that final day, and that's going to be Jesus. We are accepted as children of the living God by our faith in Jesus. Paul tells us again in 2 Corinthians 3:4, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. So today is Father's Day, and God gives this instruction. That's not an instruction. It's actually one of the Ten Commandments. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God has given you. There are numerous occasions throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament that refer to giving honor to your father and your mother. So when God puts so much importance on that matter, I believe he gives us permission to celebrate Father's Day. But we need always to remember that God is our Heavenly Father, our Abba Father, and include him in these celebrations. Yes, today is Father's Day, but remember that every day belongs to the Lord. And you know, as fathers, the important thing that we've got to remember is Jesus gave us an example of how we should live our lives as children of the living God. We need to give that same direction to our children. You know, and if we give them that grounding, yes, they might be like the prodigal son, they might wander off and do their own thing. But those principles and those lessons that you have instilled into those young minds will remain there. They'll never forget. I can never forget. I can remember nearly every time my father spoke to me about things that I shouldn't be doing. But I also remember the good times when he spoke to me about things that we both enjoyed doing, like watching football and playing football together and things like that. But you know, it's important to remember that everything that we have comes from our Heavenly Father. And we are told in, with this I'll close, in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we need to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So let's just remember that our fathers and what they've done for us, but more importantly, let's remember our Heavenly Father, our Abba Father, who does everything for us and was willing to offer up, and he did offer up his son, and thank Jesus for being willing to be obedient to his father, to pay that price, to go to the cross and hang there for our transgressions. But not only did he die on the cross, remember, he was risen again. So it isn't a dead God that we celebrate, it's a living God and a living Son and Father and the Holy Spirit that he sent to each one of us to help us and to direct us and to discipline us, to remind us when we're stepping out of step. Because I can always hear the small voice, and I think of my father. He used to talk to me quietly when I was doing things wrong, and the Holy Spirit is just the same. He's a gentle corrector. And you feel, if you feel the hairs go up in the back of your neck and think, should I be doing this? Am I there? Just remember that that's the Father disciplining you lovingly and to keep you on the right tracks. So just today, remember Abba Father as well as our own Father, our natural fathers, and give thanks for all they've done for us and they do for us. In Jesus' name, let's just come together in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you for the earthly fathers that you bless us with. Lord, we just thank you for the lessons that we have learned from them. And Lord, I lift up those children who don't have fathers, those who are in single parent homes without a father. It's such a difficult time for them. Lord, I just thank you that there are people like Richard spoke to who come in contact with them and are willing to take them under their wings and try and give them a little bit of guidance and stability. Lord, I pray that you'll give us the opportunity to be compassionate to all those in need of a father that's come across our step, that you sent across our path, Lord. Lord, I just bless you for all you do for each one of us. I pray that you continue to keep your hand upon us, keep disciplining us, and keep us keeping on for you, one foot in front of the other. And Lord, I just thank you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.